Well, we're on the telephone with Ben Benson of Seward, Nebraska, and Ben is the owner of Big Cob Hybrids, a regional seed company based in Nebraska. And Ben, I understand you've been out the last week or so riding with farmers in the combine, and give us an idea of what you're seeing out there.
Well, we're seeing a lot of interesting things, I guess. Our yield levels down in southeast Nebraska are looking anywhere from 25 being about the low or the average all the way up to 80 bushel in spots. Moistures kind of vary just about the same, anything from, I guess, as low as 10 all the way up to 18. And, that's pretty well the crop condition there. We're seeing a lot of interesting things in terms of, as we move into the irrigated corn around Henderson, that York County area was in some really good corn after corn irrigated, 105-day corn that was making about 230 straight through at about 16 moisture. So we're seeing just some really dry corn and some really good corn and some really dry corn that's not so hot.
Yeah, and it does sound like the irrigated corn is going to yield pretty well this year.
Yeah, most of the guys have already picked off the ends. The end rows, the non-irrigated portions of their fields. But the irrigated corn, the corn under the circles, the gravity irrigated corn, I mean, I was at some yield levels probably around Holdridge and Funk that were probably, anywhere from 230 to 250. So we're going to have some real good irrigated corn out here. But the dryland corn is definitely lacking.
So as you go through these fields, obviously on the dryland corn, a lot of variability, but in the irrigated corn, I mean, is it looking good all the way through?
Well, for the most part, I mean, we didn't have a lot of the environmental conditions we normally have with hail and green snap here in Nebraska. So the crop condition is really, there wasn't a lot of disease and there wasn't a lot of those other variables this year that really affect our crop. So to answer your question, yes. I mean, a lot of the irrigated corn is really uniform and just looks really good.
I know there's been some talk about concerns about aflatoxin in the dryland corn. You seeing any problems there?
We're seeing, just a little bit. We haven't seen a whole lot at all. I mean, maybe a few kernels here and there as we're going through, but nothing that's too alarming, at least where I've seen it. Probably the worst was right on the Kansas-Nebraska border around that Wymore area and Maryville, kind of right in there. But even that wasn't that bad.
Okay, and I'm sure a lot of people are asking you about seed supply for next year. What are you telling them?
Well, I think, our seed crop is looking the same as our commercial corn is. I mean, obviously there was a significant drought. Basically, every acre in South America is taken. Just about every acre that can be going to seed has gone to seed, in South America. Basically, what I've been telling guys is, there's, like our company, for instance, we're in pretty good shape. And I know that's the tune that's going around, but, I mean, if I could give advice to anybody, if there was ever a year to book corn early and pay for it and get it in the shed, that wouldn't be a bad strategy this year.